The force shield shimmered once, then dissipated before Praetor and his fire drakes stepped into the sanctum. It was quick to resolve itself again, the waft of ozone from its reactivation souring the air. Tsugan scowled at such fear.
"That won't save you."
Praetor looked down at the frail old priest in front of him.
"Then we shall have to rely on the Emperor's grace to protect us."
If Praetor had an opinion about that, he kept it well hidden. The priest bowed.
"I am Father Lumion."
The Firedrake sergeant kept the introductions brief. He showed him a small cylindrical device mag-locked to his belt.
"Teleport, Homer. Once locked onto its signal, my ship will transport us and the relic aboard."
Praetor's expression became regretful.
"Its localized field is too small for all of us. Besides, you would not survive translation intact. I'm truly sorry."
Lumion was already resigned to his fate. He had no fear of death, only of losing the relic. Praetor's gaze alighted on the reliquary of Sister Euthraxes, where a slim novitiate was kneeling.
"Brothers, make way."
The fire drakes standing behind him spread out. A gap for Praetor and the relic formed between them.
"When translation occurs, there will be a massive exothermic reaction. Stand well back. Better still, leave the chamber."
Praetor had moved into position. When he turned, the novitiate was standing downcast before him.
"I am tempered in Vulcan's forge, sister. I've no need of benediction."
Praetor looked up.
"Priest, bring forth the relic. Our time is almost up."
A dull explosion echoed through the convent bastion walls all the way to the sanctum. Luminal red bathed the chamber from the tactical console. The outer wall had been breached. Tsugan had a decent view of the screen from where he was standing. The ensuing firefight was brutal. A familiar form appeared through the carnage of bolter fire and smoke. Celestians fell like porcelain statues, shattered by its irresistible force.
"The machine is broken through."
It scythed through the defenders, crushing tanks and swatting battle sisters aside until it reached the inner gate. Flamers and melter guns were brought up, but nothing fazed it. If anything, the demon engine looked bigger, a mutating hulk whose unnatural flesh strained at its corporeal bonds. Tsugan's eyes narrowed when he caught something through the melee. Before he could analyze it further, a stray explosion killed the Pict feed, and the tactical console went dark. Tsugan's eyes met with his sergeant's. "It will be here soon." Already, the heavy thump of the demon engine's feet could be heard hammering up the corridor towards them. Praetor's face was solemn. None would survive, but retrieve the reliquary and it would all be worth it.
"Now, priest."
Father Lumion looked nonplussed.
"It is before you, Astartes. Sister Evangeline is the relic."
What might have been anger crossed Praetor's face.
"Don't mock me, priest. If you've lost your mind to chaos, I'll vanquish you here, now."
"Evangeline is the relic. A living relic. She beheld a vision from the Emperor on Earth, and it has awoken her grace."
Praetor saw the truth in the priest's eyes and beseeched Vulcan for his strength.
"Then we have a problem."
Father Lumion was shaking his head.
"No, no. You're here now. Rescue Evangeline. The rest of us do not matter. You must do this, Lord. I beg of you."
Praetor ignored the priest's pleas, addressing his fire drakes instead.
"Secure the corridor. Fire points at every ingress."
Gathimu and Anchor waited for the force shield to deactivate again, then lumbered through the doorway.
"Astartes, what are you doing? The living relic
is merely a girl and will not survive teleportation to my ship."
Praetor wasn't angry at Lumion, thrusting the serene-looking novitiate towards him desperately. He was angry at the situation and the fact they faced a foe he knew they couldn't best with strength of arms. Herculon Praetor was not used to such impasses. Father Lumion seemed to shrink with despair. Evangeline, by contrast, was utterly calm. Her serenity and grace emanated outwards. It was slow, but even Sugan was beginning to feel his collar lessen just by being near to her. Praetor felt it too. He reached out to touch Evangeline's cheek, but stopped short.
I can see why the Red Rage wants you so badly, child. Have no fear. They won't claim you.
Judging by his ambivalent demeanor, Father Lumium was unsure if that was a good or a bad thing, given the circumstances. He looked askance down the corridor where the sounds of battle were growing louder.
What do we do?
Praetor regarded the priest sternly.
Return to your reliquary, both of you.